Scarlett Johansson grew up in New York and had her first onstage performance in the off-Broadway play, Sophistry. Since then, her career has taken off. Scarlett can be seen in numerous hit films like the Avengers series, The Marriage Story, Lost in Translation, and the upcoming action film, Black Widow. On this episode of the Carlos Watson Show podcast, Scarlett Johansson reflects on why she loves action films and what she does to regenerate herself when feeling burnt out.
Hey, Scarlett, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How is this junket thing? Does it drive you crazy? Do you enjoy it? Is it just part of the job?
It's enjoyable to see people's responses to the film. And it's really my first kind of, it's the first way I get to get any sense of how people are reacting to it, you know? So it's enjoyable. Yeah. It's a fun movie to talk about.
Are you getting to do anything in person, or is everything remote at this point?
Everything is remote at this point, which is strange, but also, you know, thankful that it's possible. I think it feels at this point, because we've been delayed for such a long time, I feel like I've done maybe three junkets at this point. Some of that has all been in person. So, you know, I'm good. I'm happy the movie is coming out, and, you know, happy to talk about it however I can. Yeah.
And how much do you enjoy action? Do you enjoy action more than drama or comedy, or do you have a favorite at this point? I was looking back at kind of the pretty broad set. It feels like you haven't been typecast in the way some actors end up kind of down one alley. Do you enjoy action more than other genres?
I like action because it allows me to express myself in a physical way. All of that is driven by, it has to be motivated by drama. It's just another kind of challenge. I also have enjoyed doing voice work where I have no body at all, just a voice. So I like to discover different ways to express, a character's journey. It's fun for me. Much more painful now.
Wait,
that used to be 10 years ago.
And now, why do you say more painful? Literally the action and the action sequences? Or why do you say?
Because I'm not 22 or whatever anymore. So when you fall down, it just hurts more. And then it's like permanent, you know?
Now, I saw a little while ago that you did, study boxing and the rest. Are you still pretty physical, pretty active on your own time?
Yeah, definitely. I one of the gifts of this journey actually with Marvel, I mean, I've started, you know, probably, yeah, it's been over 10 years ago. And, you know, I had no physical vocabulary. I never grew up playing sports or anything like that. I was always into drama and singing and, you know, tap dance and whatever, all that stuff. And although tap dance is really difficult. But, I never was someone who really was very physically capable. And so I started training, you know, at that time, strength training and doing all kinds of, you know, Muay Thai and doing different like fight choreography and stuff like that. And it's been one of the greater gifts, that this experience has given me, because I absolutely, you know, I can't imagine my life without physical exercise. It's a huge part of like my mental well-being, and it's been a great gift to get to accomplish something in the gym over 10 years of time. I kind of know what I'm doing.
Yeah, but
just the fact that I could walk into a hotel gym and I know how to use all the equipment is that's a gift.
that is always a gift, and always a little bit of a relief. Do you have a favorite hotel in the world? Are you a do you have a spot that you go back to again and again?
My favorite hotel in the world has to be the Aman in Tokyo. It's my favorite hotel in the world. They have an incredible gym, actually. Amazing spa, beautiful restaurants, incredible view. It's spectacular.
Now, would you call that the most beautiful place you've been to in the world, Tokyo?
I love Tokyo. It's a beautiful city. I mean, I've been really fortunate enough to travel to a lot of places. I love all the national parks here in the US. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, just being able to drive around the US and, you know, I've done all the like Pacific Northwest and, you know, it's so stunning over there. You know, just I've driven up through Canada, through Banff, down through Yellowstone and Glacier. I love that whole part of the country. Yeah.
Scarlett, what do you think I know you got into acting early, so in some ways this question may be tough, but what would you have done if you hadn't become an actor, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to imagine not having any kind of job in the entertainment industry. I mean, I started a production company a couple of years ago, and I love producing. I love working with creatives and finding material and bringing it to different studios. I don't know. I cannot imagine. If I didn't do something in entertainment, it would be very hard for me to imagine. Maybe I would have gone into some sort of, you know, maybe I would have become a like behavior, you know, a behavioral therapist of some kind or something like that. I love, you know, talking, you know, listening and talking to people and figuring out what makes them tick and I don't know. Maybe something like that. Yeah. It's hard to say.
Do you know, it's funny you answer that the way Kobe Bryant answered it years ago when I asked him, which is you guys are so locked in on what you enjoy that you don't really have an alternative answer. There's not an alternative universe for you.
Yeah, it's very hard to think about. There's, you know, if I try to think about what it could be, it's always somehow related to what I already do. I definitely, you know, some people are like, oh, I would have loved to have been a cook or a doctor or a, you know, architect. And I'm fascinated by all of those people and I would love to play all of them, but I can't imagine doing those actual jobs. Yeah. No.
Scarlett, what would you go back and tell not just your younger self, but other people who watch your road, love it, love the breadth and the creativity and are asking you about success? And if you really were kind of not in a large public forum, but you were having kind of a one-on-one and you were giving them the real, what would you tell them about dreaming fearlessly? What's the most interesting thing you've learned about dreaming fearlessly?
Dreaming fearlessly. I think with every you know, gain, there's a loss, obviously. And it goes, and vice versa, right? So I think I often think about that, whether something is happening that feels like it's, you know, progressive and in a positive direction, or if something feels like it's, you know, maybe happening where I'm kind of taking a couple steps back. I try to think about what the, you know, bigger picture is, and thinking about the bigger picture means, you know, considering that gain or loss. Every decision that I make, I consider both of those things, you know, and I think it's easy to get lost when you're really ambitious and you're just kind of keep moving forward and, you know, you don't take the time to think about, you know, what is like how your life is changing, you know, right. You can get really overwhelmed with stuff and kind of burnt out. And that burnout can be really debilitating. I think it's just important to consider, you know, the big picture as you make progress. And even if you kind of fall back sometimes too. So it's always important to take, you know, just to take a look around and, you know, before you step in any direction, study the picture as a whole.
Yeah. Scarlett, finally, what regenerates you when you do hit burnout? Because we all do in different ways. Have there been interesting things in this world, in this life, that gives you that energy back or that helps you reset or that gets you on a new path?
Well, I mean, definitely physical exercise helps me a lot. If I'm feeling stressed out or burnt out or down or pent up or frustrated, just reconnecting with my body is, you know, and kind of, that's a very grounding thing for me. So whether you find that at the gym or, you know, going for like a beautiful walk, hike in nature, or, you know, swimming, or, you know, whatever that is for people. You know, I think that for me is always a good kind of reset to try just take care and remember, okay, I'm, you know, I'm a person. I said, I'm capable. I'm, you know, this is like, you know, what my connect my mind and body, that stuff really helps a lot. Yeah.
Final question. If you could have dinner with anyone, Scarlett, dead or alive, who would you love to have dinner with? Who would you enjoy sitting with?
Huh, that's a tough question. Who would I enjoy sitting with? Gosh, I don't know. It's such a interesting question. I think it's hard to say. My mind goes in so many different directions. I would have liked to have met Stanley Kubrick. I've been watching his films lately, and I'm very interested in you know, his perspective, what makes him tick. And I would have liked to have met him. He seems like a very interesting person. Of course, there's a million people. I also now I'm like, I would love to meet Simone Biles. I'm like watching all the Olympic stuff right now, and I'm like, that girl seems amazing. Yeah. So it's all over the place. But maybe I would have, I think Kubrick would have been cool.
That's not a bad, you know what, maybe it's brunch. Maybe it's brunch with Kubrick and Simone Biles. That'd be kind of fun.
Those two people together could be interesting.
Yeah, characters for sure. Hey, Scarlett, thank you so much. I know you have a packed day, and congratulations on the movie, and count me as one of the people who appreciates the way that you've evolved the role and innovated it, so thank you for that. And thank you for what you did in 08 with Obama. I thought that it was not only Will I Am, but I thought you were a big part of that. And I appreciate you for doing what you did.
It was my pleasure. It's another person I'd like to have dinner with. We could just get everybody together. We have family style.
Yeah, I like that. The barbecue. I like it. Scarlett Johansson's barbecue. I can see it now.
Thank you.
Okay. Be safe. Be well.
You too.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Carlos Watson Show podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please tell your friends to find us on the iHeart Podcast app or Apple Podcasts.